in a crisis, information and misinformation compete to gain ground. Nowhere is this more true than in the Ebola-affected areas of West Africa. Rumours and myths impede the ability of health workers to beat the disease. But radio provides a means to get important messages across. We sampled some of those being broadcast by radio stations in Liberia and Sierra Leone.
My people, Ebola is a severe disease in human and animal. We spread fast. There is no treatment for Ebola, but health workers can get you treatment for the symptoms. Ebola cannot spread through air.
My name is Ledger Hood Rennie. I'm the Deputy Director General for Media Services and Broadcasting at the Liberia Broadcasting System. The jingles are mainly a simple, basic information. They're designed to send out the message in a way that it reaches the very grassroots of our society where the disease is prevalent.
Ebola na sick way bad. It can begin with one body. The person can get diarrhea and go begin vomit. If your body geez the weak and begin feel you head, where inside you throw they at you and your body begin pull rush them.
They're specifically designed to ensure that we try first to educate the public about what the disease is all about, and also how they can prevent the disease, trying to debunk also issues of stigmatization and all the various myths associated with what the disease is or isn't.
Always wash your hands with soap and water. Always cook your food very well. Go to the health facility anytime you have headache.
Radio is the most affordable, radio is the most widely used media tool in Liberia. Every household in Liberia has at least a radio set, and the patterns in which they used to listen to radio and get the information is mainly through radio.
Ebola can kill. It has no kill, but it can be prevented.
To receive feedbacks from people, ordinary people in our society, that the messages have done a lot in trying to make sure now that Liberians come to the realization that the disease does exist, because obviously relatives and friends, close loved ones are dying by this scourge. It's overwhelming in the morning when we do our Ebola hour, how much public response we get through the telephones. People are responding well to the messages that we're putting out.
A message from the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare and partners.
Well, that's a taste of some of the material being broadcast in Liberia and Sierra Leone. A curious incongruence between the grim subjects and the upbeat sound. BBC Media Action is actually an international development charity sponsored by the BBC, which works in Sierra Leone. Rebecca Wood is there for BBC Media Action and found themselves trying to help out as the message has to get across as to how to avoid Ebola and prevent it. So they've been encouraging and in training local radio stations. And Rebecca told me about some of the myths surrounding Ebola in Sierra Leone.
I think it's become quite apparent now that in the early stages of the outbreak, one of the most pervasive rumours that was circulating was that Ebola wasn't a real virus. And I think that misinformation and that rumour that was circulating resulted in a lot of people not seeking treatment or going to a health facility when they started presenting with symptoms of Ebola.
What sort of national broadcasting system does Sierra Leone have? Does it have a station, a radio station, for example, that reaches everybody, that can inform and elucidate on what's going on?
In Sierra Leone, there is very limited national access to newspapers, television or social media. So radio remains to be the critical means of communication to reach people across the country. There is a national broadcaster, but the station doesn't have national reach. So how BBC Media Action produces and broadcasts content is by working through over 35 partner radio stations spread across the country through, you know, in our capital, in the headquarters towns and in some really isolated and remote districts. And we produce content and then distribute it via courier on the road system every week to try and provide information to a national audience.
Well, it's actually by courier. So someone actually has to carry a physical bit of material over to the distant radio stations.
Absolutely, and it's not the most straightforward system, but it's, you know, a system that we want to make work because we realise how critical information is at a time like this. I mean, it's become so apparent that in an outbreak there is a real need for accurate, timely and trusted information. And also information that's easy to understand and provided in your local language.
Is it working? Is the message getting through, do you think?
I'd say a lot of the myths and rumours are being dispelled. And I think that's partly been a result of Dr. Umar Khan, who was leading the Kenema Treatment Centre, sadly dying, contracting and dying from the Ebola virus. I think that felt like a palpable turning point. And in disseminating information about how health workers, many doctors and nurses, are themselves contracting Ebola virus has resulted, I think, in people understanding the reality of the Ebola virus and where the risks of transmission lie.
Rebecca Wood there from BBC Media Action in Sierra Leone.